It's 8:43 Friday morning with the Musers. What a game last night in Philly. Wildly entertaining. It goes to the Eagles 24-20. The Cowboys start the season 0-1. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that one is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning. God, I hate the town of Philadelphia. I really do. Why Jesus decided to found our country in such a despicable city with such a despicable team, I have no idea. Can y'all ask the Google why Jesus founded America in Philadelphia?
Well, I don't know if you have your historical facts lined up there.
Hey, I got a lot to say about that city. I hate playing up there. Did you know that it smells like unwashed crotch and street food? The whole place.
The whole city?
The whole city does. And I had to sit through the humiliation of singing that Fly, Eagle, Fly song.
Yeah, they love that.
Well, you don't have to sing along with.
Well, don't tell Jeffrey Lurid, but
Lurie.
I was secretly singing Die, Eagle, Die.
That'll show him.
Instead of them real lyrics that Bernie Taupin wrote all those years ago.
Did he?
Did he write all the lyrics?
No, I don't think so.
And did they televise the game? Did y'all see it?
Yes, yeah. We saw it.
I saw where NBC trotted out their Me Too Hall of Fame team. Like Tirico and Chris Collins were.
Okay. They don't promote it as such, but yeah, they did the game.
They both had issues. That's NBC trotting out their hands team, if you know what I mean.
Was their hands team.
And I'm kind of surprised that anyone on the Philadelphia team was healthy enough to play after they almost broke their arms patting themselves on the back at the beginning of the game like that.
Well, that's what you do when you win a Super Bowl.
I mean, the Super Bowl was last season. Get over it. How long are they going to milk this thing?
Well, it's the first game of the next year. It's a NFL tradition.
Did they show the national anthem?
Yes. Yeah.
That boys to men is looking more like boys to grandpas.
They've been around a while.
And they did that stupid thing where they get some kind of robot eagle to fly across the stadium.
Yeah.
I almost had Stephen grabbing my shotgun so I could shoot that eagle out of the sky.
That's a protected bird. You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, that would have made that national anthem a little bit better, watching those three Michael Irvins singing.
They did kind of look like Michael Irvin a little bit, yeah.
Well, they're wearing his glasses. Yeah, they're wearing his glasses. But anyway, I hate the Thursday night games. You know, anytime we have a game on a weeknight, it's always a challenge for me because it's a school night, and putting Jerry Jr. down to bed after one of these games is a challenge.
But you were in Philly.
Yeah, I know. But we just, because I'm rich, I just had to fly his whole school up to him.
Oh, okay. Next morning.
Yeah, but, you know, he's all hyped up on cotton candy, bouncing off the walls like an overstimulated kitten chasing a red dot. But I have to put him to bed because Jean's always too busy with her wine club that she calls a book club, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But let's talk football.
Hey, your team played well last night.
Well, we did, but we do. And I was having said what I've said, still very disappointed in our team because we have got to learn how to capitalize on other teams' best players getting disqualified for hocking a loogie on our quarterback.
Yeah.
We got to coach them up to take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen every game, but yes.
And, hey, at least Dak only had one guy spit on him. I had an entire stadium spitting on me on the way to my suite.
Well, that's Philly for you.
Oh, my God. It's like walking through a chunky cheesesteak DNA sprinkler getting to my suite. I don't know.
Okay.
Everybody's crying over Dak. But let me say this, and then you can talk. Let me say this.
All right.
I don't think we missed Michael Parson one single bit.
Well,
I
don't know about that.
You didn't stop him in the first half.
I think we showed very clearly that we can lose with him or without him.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
I GM'd the hell out of this team to put us in this position to prove that. And I'm going to go ahead and blame this loss on the weather delay.
Okay. Hmm. It affected you, but it probably affected them too.
Yeah, well, it is. It's hard to stay loose on the sidelines for an hour. You know, that's a long time. And,
yeah.
Up in our little owner suite up there, we all had to sit there listening to Jerry Jr. explain how lightning works. I guess that's what he was on last night.
That's what they're studying now?
For a whole hour?
Right. I guess that's what they were learning last week in his little coloring class they call school.
How lightning works.
And then after that, I passed the time getting drunk, and then after that, I passed the time trying to give Veruca another illegal sibling.
Oh, no.
My gosh, Jerry.
Wouldn't that just be so cute if I fathered another kid and gave Veruca a little, what I guess would be a quarter sibling or something?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be, and it wouldn't be illegal.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I know C.D. Lamb is catching a lot of grief for his performance last night.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just glad he's catching something.
That's the truth, man. I've never seen a night like that for him.
We'll just start with him catching grief and maybe work our way to catching an oblong football on a game-like situation.
Got to start somewhere.
I'm not really sure how he forgot to hold on to a football near the end of that game. I mean, he sure ain't forgot how to hold a pen when he's signing the back of a check. I tell you, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've paid him a lot of money.
And, hey, let's give a pat on the back to Shoddy.
Yes, sure. I think so.
I know he lost, but I thought the team played pretty hard for him.
Yep.
And I thought it was refreshing to have a head coach who wasn't late getting out on the field because he's busy wrecking a toilet or ripping the seat out of his pants while eating hot dogs.
That was refreshing to you.
It was. Yes, sir. Refreshing, sir.
Shoddy.
That's right, Shoddy. We're going to play hard for Shoddy. And all in all, I say it's a pretty promising start to a below 500 season.
That's probably about right.
Maybe the reality of it all.
Morning.
There goes Jared. Morning.
I'm still on the phone.
No, yeah, you're not. That's weird. You're off the phone.
That's weird.
There goes Jared.